Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nacho! Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, si a la pebla, dale!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Yes, indeed, it is time for your favorite prank calls. It is time for Nacho's Revenge with the Morning Mess. Can we all say good morning to Noah?
Good morning, Noah.
Yo, good morning, guys.
My guy.
Chipper.
Yes, he is. Okay, so, Noah, we read here that you need some revenge on your best friend's girlfriend, Grace. Something about...
say it.
The chicken dance. What is this about?
All right, man. So Grace is like a huge, huge block, right?
Okay.
Hey-ho.
I've been single about 4 or 5 months or so. I'm okay. Kind of on a dry spell, you would say, you know. And we're at the bar the other night, right? My best friend, and then Grace is there, a couple other friends. And, man, I'm talking to, like, this total smoke show, you know. I mean, it was awesome, man. Like, we were vibing, like, all night long. I'm buying her drinks. She's buying me drinks. We're taking shots. Like, that's all good. I mean, I'm going to close the deal here, you know?
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm excited for you so far.
Man, me too, man. I'm going to tell you. Only problem was, about an hour, Grace was complaining about wanting to go home. Like, she's just like, I want to go home. I'll go home. You know what I mean? Dude, it's a Friday night, and it's only one. You know what I mean? Like, just put in the extra hour, man. I'm trying to work here.
You know? Trying to work here, people.
Tough crowd, huh? Tough crowd.
Yeah. So we were at this, like, old school dive bar, right? Mm-hmm. And they have jukebox. I'm talking to this girl. And I see a corner of my eye. I see Grace. She walks over to the jukebox, puts some money in it. And she plays a song, and that song was a freaking chicken dance.
They have it on a jukebox?
Out of all songs?
The chicken dance, man.
Is this the one that we're thinking about?
Yeah, everybody, like, they do at weddings.
Yeah.
You know? But literally, she walks over to me and this girl that I'm talking to, and then she starts just chicken dancing. Like, right there, just doing it. Just doing a chicken dance nonstop, you know, man? Flapping her arms and stuff, you know?
But why is she doing this? To ruin your play with the girl? Or was she that drunk and she didn't realize what she was doing?
Like, to get me to go home, you know? Like,
trying to get you out.
Trying to break things up. Man,
yeah. That would do it.
I'd be so mad.
Imagine the chicken dance.
Things got so weird that the girl I was talking to had to, you know, go to the bathroom, excuses herself, and you guys know what that means. Man, she left.
Damn.
And all because Grace wanted to prove a point, you know. I didn't even get the girl's number, dude. I was like, I put in my time, and I didn't even get the digits, you know.
Okay. So what are we thinking for the prank call?
I was thinking, like, maybe Nacho could pretend to be, like, the bar owner, you know, saying they had the worst bar sales that night during the 1 a.m. hour because that stupid song was playing.
That's funny. So I'm mad that she played the chicken dance and my bar sale went down. That's funny.
Yeah. Lost business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, man, and she cost me that girl.
Okay. All I need is your friend's girl's number, Grace, right?
That's right.
All right, let's have some fun with Grace, okay?
Hello?
Hello, this is Nasha Chavez. That's Nasha with two O's, manager of the red hair, don't care, Irish pub. Good morning.
The what pub?
The red hair, don't care Irish pub. Assuming we were just some hole-in-the-wall bar to you, you should know my family started this place before we go further.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Well,
I
you just, did.
That wasn't my intention.
It was intended. I couldn't be more offended about what you did, Miss Grace.
I have no idea what I did, and I have no idea how you even got my number.
Well, you lost your credit card at the bar, then you gave us your number in case we found it. I remember my first beer.
So you found it?
Yes, we found it. It's right here.
Thank God. Are you guys open right now? Can I come grab it?
It's morning. You raging alcoholic. Listen, we're not open. What's the matter with you?
What else was I supposed to think? I mean, you're calling me back about my card.
No, I'm calling you to charge your card.
Charge it?
Yes.
My boyfriend paid the bill.
Yeah, I know. He paid your bill and you're going to pay mine.
What do you mean?
You know what the hell I mean. That little chicken dance stunt. I don't know if I should charge you for playing it or doing the chickity chick chick dance thing that you did to ruin my night. Do you remember that?
Oh, you're joking, right?
No.
Because you can't charge me for playing something I did on the jukebox.
Oh my God.
Don't start that. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh my God. It just keeps playing at random times. You broke my jukebox. So yes, I can charge a card.
The jukebox is in your bar. How is that my problem?
Do you know how much money I lost after you played that stupid song? I lost $26,000.
$26,000?
Yes. Pretty clucking crazy, isn't it?
That's not the reason why you lost money, sir. That is just ridiculous.
Oh.
A song?
Okay, so stop it. Stop this
jukebox. Didn't you and all your friends walk out after you played it? So obviously...
I mean, yeah.
Well, have you ever seen a DJ or heard a DJ play a song and just walk away? Absolutely the cluck not.
But I shouldn't have to pay for people walking out. This is a free country.
Yeah, and I'm free to charge you for every beak I couldn't wet with beer.
Turn that. If you don't, I swear to...
Huh?
Okay, I'm going to call my lawyer.
Okay.
I just shouldn't have to pay for this.
Okay, well, go ahead. Call Rafi. You can't just handle this yourself, you big chicken. You basically made me lay an egg, financially speaking, of course.
It was just a joke. I didn't mean to play the stupid song.
Oh, you just made up a perfectly synchronized dance to it? That just came
That's
out of nowhere.
The dance to the song.
What?
That's the dance to the song.
That's... I hate you so much. You broke my jukebox. You made my business lay an egg, and you made your friend, Noah, not get laid.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dude, can't. Grace, we got to let you in on something. You're actually live on the radio. Well, our show's called The Morning Mess, and...
We're fired for playing that song.
Noah...
what is happening right now?
Noah put us up to this prank call. Yeah, Noah's on the line with us. Noah, you there? You want to explain?
I told you I was going to get you back for playing that stupid song.
No. It was time to go home, Noah.
So you go right up to the girl I was talking to, putting in my work, and you're doing a freaking chicken dance?
Yes.
Hey.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.